All right, how many of you people have Thursday as your favorite day of the week? I do. Look at that. Dirty Thursday, everybody. Today, Darren Ebbold and Brad Sag from River City Speedway on the show. We'll be talking about the schedule and a whole lot more. Our Dirty Thursday today brought to you by Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. All right, if we do by any chance get any more snow, make sure you call Executive Properties to 701-330-1273 for your snow removal. All right, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call or text. We've already got all kinds of people calling and texting. Good morning, Eric, Nick. Can't wait till racing season starts. Anyway, all right, 701-213-0863 is our phone number. Feel free to text or call. And before we get too deep into the show, let's do it, our daily segment. We do this every single day. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. I recently joined a nudist colony. Yeah, I recently joined a nudist colony. Tell you what, man, the first few days were the hardest. I got a thumb up from Dale on that one anyway. Yeah.
You need to be a contestant on Bachelor in Paradise, John.
Do you think so? Yeah. Well, I'm not a bachelor, though.
No, I know, but change it up a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be Bob.
You could be the mole.
Wow. Well, before we get going here, I do want to mention a huge, huge race fan, part of the family at River City Speedway. Dale Brewski passed away this past week. And you might think to yourself, I don't know who that is. But if you saw him and his wife, you would know exactly who he is. I don't think they missed a race. Gosh, I don't know. I know they were one of the first people to greet me almost every single day I was at the racetrack. I probably ran into them before anybody.
And one of the first people in the grandstands.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Get a hot dog. And people may know him as driving up and down Gateway with that red truck with a gravel truck behind it all summer long. And work hard to get off early Fridays to head to the racetrack.
Yep. We're going to miss him. Wow. By the way, Amanda Jo has been on this show 14 times. And now, how about this? Brad Sang has been on this show 14 times. You're halfway there, buddy. You're at 7 today.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 times today.
It's a good number.
It's pretty good number. Yeah. How have you been, by the way? How's the new year treating you?
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are empty nesters now, aren't you?
All our kids go to UND.
Okay.
Two of them still live at home.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They realized rent is free and groceries are
you know that's so
cheaper.
Yeah, that's so funny. We had we did one of our realty shows yesterday, and they say that the studies show more and more people, kids, are staying at home now. Until they buy their first house. Well, yeah, you can grow up thinking, I can't wait to get the hell out of this house, but then move out and see what it's like in the real world. And it's a little bit more difficult without mom and dad.
Exactly. Well, the thing with these kids, though, when they go, they pay cash for that house, though.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Speaking of empty nesters, you're going to be one pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's hard to believe. Brina, we just got done with high school hockey, I remember ushering her in at 8U and ushered her out as a senior right now, and I got another couple months with her, and she's talking about going to school in Fargo, so it'll be an adjustment for Tina and I, too, so, yeah.
Well, you know, my kid and grandkids live in Fargo, so maybe we could road trip down there together a couple of times.
Just no set arrival time.
Yeah. And have a full cooler, let's see here. A little bit more news here. Donnie Schatz wins down in Volusia on Monday night. His 500th sprint car win. I think his, what they say, his 312th World of Outlaw win, something like that. That is crazy. Looking forward to seeing those guys up here. And you know, we mentioned Dale, but Jeff Cornels, I don't know if you heard about him. Chewy was always, he was, I believe he was he Carson Macedo's guy? Or anyway, he was sold Birch for one of the race car drivers. He was always with Wes Irwin. Great guy. They call him Chewy. Was in a very, very bad car accident this past weekend. I know he's fighting right now. It sounds like he maybe, I think he's still in critical condition, but we're not sure. I know he's got a long road ahead of him. He was just getting ready to fly back down and go back on with the World of Outlaws. He was going to head down to Texas, and he got in an accident. I don't know if it was in Minnesota or Wisconsin, but yeah, our prayers are with you, too. All right, let's get this thing going right away. And, you know, Brad, you and I were talking last year, compared to this year, scheduled changes. We had a lot of people, and I heard about it all year, about lack of sprint car shows. Now, here's the deal. And you can't win with some people. It's another thing we talked about. So right now, with this winter we've had, and believe me, the winter's not done yet. People are going to be saying, geez, I wonder what you're racing in April. Okay, now, if we would have done that last year, imagine scheduling in the middle of April last year. Well, we didn't start last year till the week before the World of Outlaws came because we had 900 million feet of snow. How do you do that? You can't do it. And last year, we missed how many shows at the beginning of the year? They were all sprint car shows.
Yeah, absolutely. They rained out. So, I mean, it appeared that once we got going, like, we got going. I don't know if there was a rain out the rest of the year. But so when you see the number 19 sprint car or 19 sprint car shows, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
They bring the fans. I'm not going to sit here and say that they don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a fan myself.
Absolutely.
But there was 15 shows scheduled last year.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Mother Nature, whatever, got involved. And there's 19 this year. And because there's 19, though, we've added a week.
Yeah, 1 week.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And before, they never raced during the fair. And yep. The fair wanted to change some things up this year. And they brought some Baja deal in.
Yep.
So they want to race on Sunday. So therefore, that eliminates the late models. And if you know anything about Wasota, so River Cities couldn't race street stocks, B mods, or late models on a Saturday night because of the surrounding Devil's sure. Lake and the Green mm-hmm, Bush, mm-hmm. whatever. So we got to bring in sprint cars again. So there's probably one more show this year than last year.
Yeah, but when the new schedule came out, I was looking at some of the comments and, oh, it's great that they got all those sprint car shows back again. Yeah, they're finally thinking, and it's one more. Than it was scheduled last year, really. I
mean, that's can't
it.
Control Mother Nature.
No, you can't. We live in the tundra.
Yeah. Believe me, River City Speedway is growing up on sprint cars.
Oh, yeah?
410 sprint cars. They ain't going anywhere.
One thing I did notice, I mean, last year, once we got rolling, it was a great year. We had some great shows. A lot of the races this year, we're running five classes a night. And a lot of the tracks do that. They'll run five, six, seven classes, but we've got... Almost every night where there's five classes, they're strong. They're strong classes. How did this all come about that we decided to throw in that extra class quite a bit more?
Well, I mean, River City Speedway since 1999 has sort of evolved, right? Our staple
sure.
has always been sprint cars and late models
mm-hmm.
and great support class racing on a weekly basis. And I think there's a number in terms of number of total race cars as a promoter that you need to put on a good show for race fans.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the classes in Wasota have decreased, the car counts have decreased a little bit. So in having conversations, what's the right number? You know, I think somewhere between 78 cars and 92 cars is
yeah.
probably the right number.
Sure,
to run a solid weekly program. And so the other thing I think it does is it brings a different looking race car to the racetrack on occasion.
Absolutely, it does. And that's what I really liked about last year.
Yeah. And so when it comes to open wheeled racing, we know that the go-karts operate on Wednesdays, and there's been a lot of guys that have jumped in to the big track after they're done racing go-karts. And
mm-hmm.
So then when we bring in lightning sprints and wingless sprints and now the IMCA 305s, that's sort of a philosophy of trying to grow some more sprint car drivers, right? And so I think it fits our niche and what we're trying to do. And if it sort of fills out the race program so that we can have, you know, great race programs, more the better.
You know, I apologize if I can't acknowledge all these texts because they are coming through really, really fast. Joshua Johnson, hoping to make it up to Grand Forks for a little more than last year. Looking forward to that. Maurice Stewart, love it. River City Speedway is a scary, awesome track. Wingless Sprints, appreciate the opportunity. Brett, can't fight Mother Nature. I saw one I wanted to read from Heather McDonald. Isn't it funny how people can twist a narrative to fit their agenda in racing? It's kind of like politics, and we kind of did see that last year. People, they, we're, I don't know, are we creatures of habit? You know, we go the year before where basically you've got your four classes, and people get used to that. I looked at last year when people were bitching about not as many sprint car shows, which there really would have been if it wasn't for the weather. I embraced it because we got to see more A-mods. We got to see, you know, the 305s. We got to see things that we'd never seen before. And those are great classes. I can sit and watch A-mods and 305s all night long, too. I mean, they're great classes of racing. What it boils down to is we, every Friday night, or whether it be a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever.
A Tuesday.
It's a good show, and that's what it's about. It's about putting on a good show. We got somebody else joining us here, Dale, the producer. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thursday.
Yeah, you're not Amanda Joe.
Nope.
And Chad is out of state for, it's like the big tire show of the year. He said it's like the porn show for tires of the year. And
a lot
so
of rubbers.
So I texted him. I said, chicka, chicka, bow, bow. I said, there you go. That's tire porn music for you. I heard Brad wasn't so concerned about the Speedway as hockey team might have won.
That's another story.
The beer league hockey
day.
Team or Brina's team?
Brina's team. Oh, yeah. How's the beer team doing? Are you still playing?
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Are you still playing?
No. They finished last night. We lost the week before. And if we ain't in the finals, we don't play.
When are you going to give that up? Are you going to keep going? I mean, I think it's something to brag about. You can still keep playing.
It's just this little exercise.
Yeah. Well, you got to have that. Take off some of the Busch lattes. One thing I did want to mention about last year, too, and this was huge for a lot of people, I think, Busch Lights
at
River City Speedway. I know that was big for me, and I'm guessing it was good for everybody because we know how many Busch latte drinkers there are out there. All right, let's keep going here. Now, we got Greenbush closing this year. There was rumors that they were going to try to get Warren going again. That was squashed now, officially, from what I've heard. Greenbush shutting down. I think everybody was kind of hoping they'd find somebody to take over that facility. But now, what do they do with all these guys, like the A-mods and things like that were running up there in a weekly schedule? I know Devil's Lake has taken a bunch of them, but was that an opportunity for River Cities to get any other classes here more, or did we just say, nah, we're good right now?
Well, I think if you're a promoter, there's a responsibility to try and look at what's going on in the racing community, and I'm not so sure that they're not going to race any shows this year in Greenbush. I've kind of heard maybe five or six.
Okay.
But if River City Speedway can, you know, fold some of those classes into the schedule, which I think we've done a good job of doing, then it gives those guys a chance to turn laps and go racing. So,
and you know, I mean, again, I look at a lot of, like, Greenbush. Greenbush, if you look at their niche for, you know, of cars, a lot of them aren't consistent travelers. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I look at
that as the old half mile in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have full fields in every class, and they'd race one night a week.
They didn't go anywhere else.
That's just what they did, and that's fine. Yep. I mean, that's great. What I don't want to see happen is, like, Trapper would get, we'll just use the number 70.
Okay.
70 guys on a Saturday night that basically just supported Greenbush now find something else to do.
Sure. Right?
Because I'm not going to River Cities. I'm not going to Fergus Falls. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to Winnipeg on Thursday. I'll just find something else to do. So alluding to the AMOD, or, you know, it's there's a little more to it than just saying, you know what, Darren and I and Linus and Bill have had conversations about, you know what, we should probably try look at more AMOD shows.
Yeah.
Just because they're a big part of the sites weekend.
Yes, yes. Okay?
But the backside of that is one of our good sponsors of the sites weekend is Shaw Trucking.
Yeah, yeah.
Who also runs the same night as we do.
Yeah.
In Fergus Falls, mm-hmm. and they run AMODs.
Yeah.
Every so picked up the phone, Don, you know, explained the scenario. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see the AMODs go away. Do you have a problem with, you know, we're going to schedule every night that you're not, don't have mm-hmm. them, but there might be a couple where we might go head-to-head. Do you have a problem? He goes, absolutely not. So it's just one promoter picking up the phone to another one and just getting their blessing, sure. and it all worked out. So this year we have 9 AMOD shows.
And you know, we've stressed this so much on Dirty Thursday, which, by the way, May 23rd, our 200th Dirty Thursday show is coming up. We stress this all the time, how the racing family is really a family, a fraternity. It kind of comes the same way with the promoters and track owners, too. I mean, you don't say, well, I'm going to take all these races and screw those guys. You guys all do in this area kind of work together. And that's what we need to keep dirt track racing going. I mean, absolutely. Murray Stewart, they answered your question there. I don't know if you caught it. Are these the only two owners of River City Speedway? We also threw in Bill Olson and Linus Mack. So there, between these two guys, that's the four of them. And a great group of guys to work for, too, which I might add. Was there any week or show or anything last year that really, really you guys went, holy crap, was that good? Because it happens a lot. I mean, we had so many weekends. You know, I come out of a night, and I can tell how good the racing was by how I feel, how my voice feels, how my throat feels, and I get to hear it from the fans on the way out. And some of these fans, I mean, they're so jacked. It's like the greatest night in the world a lot of the times. But were there any shows last year, you guys, that you just thought, holy buckets, did this turn out to be a great night?
Gosh, there's usually so many mm-hmm. in my mind. I really appreciate, you know, the Wayne Anderson Cup shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Brookie's there, and we get out the flags, and the guys have really embraced that.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way to honor a great sprint car godfather and former car owner and River City Speedway partner, which alludes to the Don Mack Classic, right? The first World of Outlaws.
Yeah, June 7th.
Mm-hmm. Lost a legend there, and sad to see that happen. But a new wrinkle this year was kind of neat. We had the Superstocks at the Sites Memorial.
Yeah.
Hadn't done that. Some of the site supporters and the Superstock folks. So we're looking forward to growing that one. But those are kind of a few of my, I guess, fondest memories.
And you know, let's face it, with the Superstocks, not too often can they go somewhere where they can camp for 3 days and have 3 days of racing. You know, a lot of the other classes, the bigger classes, the faster classes can do that stuff, but you don't see that very often. And I know the time I spent down in the pits over those 3 days, these Superstock guys or Street Stock guys were just, they thought, you know, the Supers, they thought this was awesome to be able to come to River Cities because they don't get to run at this track. And that's another thing when the newer classes come, they always say, I've always wanted to race here. I wish we could be here every Friday. This is, and my reply to them, and I mean, it's easy for me to say, is, well, why don't you buy one of the cars that we run every Friday? But, it don't always work that way. Todd Adams, good morning, Ringmasters. Boy, I haven't been called that yet. Hey, and by the way, Dale, if you got any questions, just go ahead and chirp in.
Yeah, I was going to give a shout out for it. I know when they first announced that you guys are doing a Don Mack show and the World Outlaw shows were announced, I heard a couple people in the last month or so told me think that's such a cool thing you guys are doing to honor them. Like, so that, I can only imagine the buzz that's building up towards it. Yeah.
So a couple of things back to your question about, you're talking about races that stood out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many good ones. And was it last year in the IRA NOSA deal where the guy didn't, or was that the year before where he won the race and no one knew he won?
Jack Blackhurst.
And guess, Oh, yeah. When they were fighting for the IRA. Yeah.
Like, it was watch Hastings, watch this guy, and then here comes this guy out of nowhere, and he wins the race at the line.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Was that this year?
That was last year.
Yeah, not last year.
2022?
Okay.
Yeah.
But good news is Jake Blackhurst will be in Grand Forks for year three of the King of the Wings, right?
And then the next race was Johnny Carter, not Johnny, Hunter Carter, starting tail end of the street stocks Sights race and winning it at the line.
You know, when you think about it over the years, we can start with, the IRA race, and then we can go back to win the title, Hastings and Dobmeier.
Yeah.
We can go back to, and to this day, well, Kyle Larson was another good one, but the one that stands out in my mind is, remember Donnie Schatz and Steve Kinzer?
The race that no one saw the finish.
and I've used this, and again, I'm beating a dead horse, but normally when Steve Kinzer would get out of the car, his pit guy comes right up to him and gives him a cigarette, and he lights a cigarette, you know? And Steve was so gassed, his hands were on his knees, and he was down, and his pit guy came up with a cigarette, and he just went, get out of here. And that was... But what it comes down to is River City Speedways. I mean, they have so many great races throughout the years.
It makes epic finishes.
Oh, it does. Yeah. And I'm not knocking any other track, but I can remember when a track south of here was a half-mile track. And that's when they had the World of Outlaws and we didn't. Well, you'd go watch the Outlaws down there, and first through fifth could be 5, 6 seconds, 8 seconds. I mean, first through fifth at River City Speedway, when the World of Outlaws are here, pretty much the whole freaking feature is going to be done within 5 seconds of each other. I mean, it's that close a race. And gosh, we had a NASCAR race a couple of weeks back. Three cars, 500 miles, finished within an inch and a half of each other. Three cars.
Yeah, three wide. Yeah, unprecedented. Almost. Yeah.
Unreal.
That finish was the night Donnie Schatz said that Steve Kinzer just taught me sprint car racing 101 or something.
Yeah, that's unreal. Unreal. And again, Donnie winning his 500th sprint car race on Monday. Awesome.
Most lead changes, I think, in an outlaw sprint car
race.
It's
like 11 in XYZ laps.
Yeah. Well, how many records? Well, maybe not. I mean, maybe some have changed now, but how many records? I mean, fastest, quickest, closest, all of these races coming at the bull ring here. Brina says, hi, Dad.
Aren't you in school?
She's one of those people hiding her phone like we used to do in the old 500 back in the days. I tell you what, we're going to take a little break. We haven't even got into this season very much yet, but we are just going to take a little bit of break. I want to talk a little bit about Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Life is always fast. Everything's in a hurry. Should have been done yesterday. Should have been done last week. Oil changes, same thing. I just looked at my oil change on my dash. It says I'm at 0%. I got to head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I'll be in and out of there, I guarantee, in about 20 minutes. While they're changing my oil, they're going to top off my fluids. They'll check my tires, my battery, my lights, my wipers, my cabin air filter. They also do tranny and coolant flushes. They'll rotate your tires. They'll do the batteries. If you're a fleet owner, you'll get a discount. If you're in the military, you'll get a discount. And pick up and deliveries available in Grand Forks, too. It's a great deal. Mention Grand Forks Best Source. Tell you what, if you've never been there, head on over there. Mention Grand Forks Best Source. They'll take $10 off your oil change, all right? They're at 3325 South 38th Street. They're open, let's see, Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Get a hold of them. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and so much more. All right, Dale, the producer, is sitting in with us today. The other half of the Dirty of the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff, is out of state. He's doing some work stuff. We got Darren Ebbold and Brad Sang with River City Speedway in here today. We check out the schedule. Let's look at this a little bit here. Premier Racing starts May 10th, will be our first night of the year. And again, we've been hearing it. You know, how come you're not, you know, I know Devil's Lake, they're going to try to run in the middle of April. Maybe they can, but 9 out of 10 years, we can't run in April here. I mean, this year is just kind of one of those weird deals, but we're far from over yet. I mean, winter isn't over, but so we're gonna start on May 10th, and I think that's a good starting date.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, May 2nd being a test and tune, will that change in the years? Maybe moving forward, absolutely.
Sure.
It's just. People don't realize a lot of, like, we can't our partner group just can't open up when we want to open up. The city will tell us when we're going to open up.
Right, right.
Because they control all the water and everything out there. It's just not...
Yeah, yeah, pretty tough to have a race if you have no bathrooms.
Well, and exactly. I mean, I saw a question up there on the board about why isn't River Cities used in the wintertime? And that is one of the main reasons.
Sure.
We looked into snowmobile racing here and this and that, and it's like, first and foremost, do you have the amenities? Nope.
No, you bring in, you know, 100 porta potties.
And that's not them. I mean, you go down to Glendon and look at that facility for their snowcross.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's a completely different animal.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Very important question. Will River Cities ever be added to iRacing?
We've inquired, and we never get anything back.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's been required many, many times.
I know iRacing also makes a World of Outlaws game on Xbox and PlayStation, and on our video game show here on GFBS, we're kind of hoping that maybe they'll add, because they'll always add, like, downloadable tracks into the game after it's out, that, oh, they got to add River Cities to the roster. That would be so cool if, I don't know if you ever hear talks or inquiries if that's, like, a business behind-the-scenes thing about possibility of seeing a River Cities in, like, a Xbox or PlayStation games too.
I think all the race fans need to just keep pounding on iRacing about adding River Cities.
Yeah, no kidding.
The more
they do,
the more people that reach out to them, the better.
The end.
Huh?
They might be scared to go off the end.
See how many could get airborne. When we go back to schedule, the June 7th with the World of Outlaws, the Don Mac Classic. You know, the whole new, well, the Sprint Cars got the new racing series out there. I know Donnie Schatz has been very vocal about it. A lot of people have been vocal about it. I think the World of Outlaws now, it used to be 10 grand was their minimum. Now I think their minimum winning nights is 12 or 12.5, something like that. You know, I don't know. I try to keep out of this, my thoughts about it. The only thing I ever say is, well, they've ran two late model big series forever, and it seems like they do okay.
Well,
I don't know.
I agree with you there. I mean, I look at it too, like, especially in Wasota Land, right? So we have a $10,000. We'll just say a $10,000 to win race at River City Speedway. You know, the sites, 9,200, right? Why can't another track 350 miles away have the same?
Sure.
The same. I mean, more guys are going to make more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, with this, the difference I think is where it's really going to shine is with Lucas and the World of Outlaws, is their schedule. They if you watch them, they either go to the same place all at one time, meaning speed weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Otherwise, they kind of schedule in the middle of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're on up, like if one's in North Dakota, the other one's in, we'll say, Indiana.
Yep. Okay.
The World of Outlaws and High Limits, they go to California. I don't know how many teams can afford to drive to California to sit out there.
Right, right.
And then come back.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Texas. Like Lucas Oil and the World of Outlaws don't touch basically Texas, California, you know, out west. They kind of stay in the middle. So I always looked at the World of Outlaws like when they would do that swing out west to California, like they're there for a month.
Sure they are. Yeah.
Like how many hotel rooms? How many?
Yeah.
Okay, there's 12 guys that can afford to do this.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Now, there's over 30.
Yeah.
Can 30 sustain?
Right, right.
That's
absolutely
that's
right. Yeah, and you know, there's not as many races. Maybe it frees up more time for them to do. Tommy Eglin says, Evavol is the quiet talker from Seinfeld. Turn it up. I did want to mention, somebody was asking about the street stocks. They will be back for the John Seitz Memorial. I'll turn him up, but I think that's just the way it goes. So, no matter what, the World of Outlaws are the World of Outlaws. When the Outlaws are here, the place is going to be packed.
That's a brand.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They are still the best race car drivers on the planet when it comes to sprint car driving, and I am super stoked about it. When we look at the new schedule, the World of Outlaws, we talk about June 7th. Of course, we got the Test and Tune on May 2nd. We'll start racing on the 10th. We're going to have lightning sprints here a lot more this year, but then we get into the Greater Grand Forks Fair, and you were talking about that. Two nights of NOSA sprints in there, because it's three nights of racing, and then the Baja racing. Now, are they going to destroy our track for Baja racing, or what's the deal? I heard they're just going to put maybe a little dipsy doodle here and maybe a little thing there, but is that going to affect the track, and how much work will it be to make it Baja raceable, and then how much work will it take to make it back to the Bullring?
I think the plan in working with Bill Kisager's reached out to an individual that is a Baja racer and has helped do some Baja racing. Mm-hmm. The plan is to design the track for the infield.
Okay.
Mostly.
Sure.
Haven't decided what that's going to look like. But, of course, the plan is to not, you know, cause a lot of issues for
right.
the racing surface for what we do on a weekly basis.
Yeah, they're going to race on the racing surface, but all the dipsy do and whatever is going to be
chicanes,
built in the infield.
Turns and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, boy, that's weird to hear the term chicanes on a dirt track.
Chicanes, oh, man, I'm just saying that in the F1 world.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And so it's so cool with the fair week. I don't know if it's confirmed or officially lined up there this season, if you can say, but the last couple of years with a couple of the races during fair weekend being on Midco, like, I know my parents are not too tech savvy, and they thought it was so cool to see the River Cities on cable TV. Is that going to be lined up again for this season?
They haven't reached out to us to ask if they can do that. Obviously, that would be a decision made by the fair board, because mm-hmm. it's their week. But yeah, it's been pretty cool to have Midco out there on occasion. Midco's biggest... largest number when it comes to social media was when Mr. Robertson did the Dukes of Hazzard off. That was a fair night.
That
was
yeah, I remember that.
That went viral.
Yeah, and, it did.
When Dale Earnhardt and Mark Martin send it on social media, I guess he reached
a lot of
people.
Yep.
So that's a great question, Dale. Haven't heard from him. You know, it's this time of year where they'll start inquiring about things like that, because they're looking for content in the summer, right? They're real busy and. Mm-hmm. During the school year in the fall with all the things that Midco Sports does. And so if we have an opportunity to showcase River City Speedway and the Greater Grand Forks Fair, I'm sure we'll look at that opportunity.
Well, one thing that is always guaranteed during the 3 days of fair racing is it will rain at least one of the nights.
with 0% chance.
With 0% chance. All of a sudden you'll look to the west and the north and look at this stuff. Here it comes. Yeah. And before you know it, it's like, well, we'll see you tomorrow. Okay, so we got the 3 days of the fair, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Then the World of Outlaw Late Models coming the following weekend on the 28th. We've also got the Midseason Track Championship on the 12th of July. And then here we go again, all sprint car nights, two nights in a row. Buffalo Wild Wings, King of the Wings, July 19th and 20th, IRA versus NOSA 410 Sprints. This will be the third year, I think, and brilliant. I mean, we get to see... Well, the first year, it was won by an IRA guy. Last year, it was won by one of our guys.
Yeah.
And now, it's like going to be the rubber match. And they bring their own announcers, they bring their own racers, and it's a great time. We get to see, because there's that group of sprint car guys around here, but it's nice to see another group come in besides the World of Outlaws, and it comes for some damn good racing, too.
Doesn't it? You know, Steve Sinclair, I think, said it best. He's the gentleman that runs the IRA sprints, and he said, what I like so much about not only all the support from Todd LaHaye and Buffalo mm-hmm. Wild Wings on that event, but it's a fair fight, right? Because I think last year there was 18 NOSA guys and 18 strangers showed up, of which most were IRA guys.
Yep.
And Jake Blackhurst, the guy in the white car that ghosted everybody at mm-hmm. the end, mm-hmm. Thomas Kennedy and Hastings were arm wrestling for that win.
That's right, yeah.
He's actually with the new race team, and he's scheduled to come.
So, wow, nice.
And I think it might have been the 13. Did Mark win?
Don Meyer did win it last year.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was very apropos where he was posing with a mascot because, you know, that was his sponsor. Yeah. So for the victory afterwards.
That's right. And you know, it's so funny because at the end of the night, somebody will say, well, who won the B mods? And I'll go, I don't know. Because you're so wrapped up in it. And it's like hockey games too. I can tell you who won. I'm doing the play by play. I can tell you who won, but what score? I don't remember what the dang score was.
That was so cool to have just the all sprint nights, a few of those last season. And for that, King of the Wings just have, I think that wasn't that like some like the first big exposure up here for the IMCA sprints. That and to have them come back again this season, that's got to be huge.
Yeah, there's some Schatz nieces that are in 305s, Brad Paik's son Andy Paik is in 305s.
And the rumor is, I think they've all moved up to 410s now. I know Andy Paik has moved up or is moving up.
He was in Florida.
Yeah, and he actually ran the Chili Bowl in somebody's midget. Yep. I don't know who. So, and it's good to see. And the Eisenshank girls, I mean, it doesn't matter. Sprint car, late model, it seems like they're good at whatever they run in. But there's some new guys coming, too. We've heard of a couple of new late model guys. Of course, I'm not going to remember who they are. Well, Tucker Peterson, that's going to be, and we all know he's got a good hot rod, too.
Yeah.
It's a proven winner, that car.
It's an old Lance Shill car.
Yeah, and that thing's been a rideoutcar.com victory lane numerous times. And then we've also got some new sprint car guys. We mentioned Paik. We mentioned, you know, the Eisenshanks, depending on if they're going to run late models or sprint cars. But, you know, when you hear the news, it's like, well, a lot of less people are dirt track racing, and, you know, it's not.
That's one of the missed fallacies that like NOSA sprint cars are, their numbers are dying. They're like dying. They average 18 cars. How many should they have?
Right.
42. I mean, this is
three
local.
Heats is great.
Yeah. This is local racing, right? It's not special. I mean, it's a special at River Cities with NOSA every Friday night, but 18 to 21 puts a very, very nice show on.
Oh, absolutely.
There's any one of eight guys that could win.
Yeah, and nobody wants to be there till 1 o'clock in the morning.
No.
You want to get your show done. You want it to be a great show, and you want to move on.
The neat thing about the IRA weekend, I believe, in South Dakota, the Lucas Oil late models are down there. So there's been some inquiries with Steve Sinclair from the IRA from some competitors south of here. Of which one was Brooke Tatnall and former IRA racer Scotty Thiel. So maybe there will be some more new names that join the King of the Wings. It's like, it's member Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's something like that.
There, right? You go.
Mano a mano.
You know. Mano a mano, yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Third time. So.
Wow.
We're building a tradition.
Okay. Absolutely.
Did you see that top one, Deanne?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of the Eisenshanks and Donnie Schatz, Deanne, who happens to be Donnie's sister and the mother of the Eisenshanks.
Yeah, that'd be nice at the late models here every Friday night.
Heck, yeah. Says the Schatz and Shanks love to see Brad weekly, and we will. Man, the show's just getting better and better all the time.
I'm guessing Donnie will have something to say about that.
Speaking of Donnie Schatz, there's a lot of podcasts now. Like, I think David Gravel does one.
Mm-hmm. They're all copying us.
Gio Hot Sauce Giovanni Selzy does one. It's called Selzy Says. Mm-hmm. And Donnie Schatz was his guest this past week.
Yep,
so
yep.
Look for that one. Very interesting, insightful on what's going on in sprint car racing.
Sure, sure. I saw a lot of, in fact, I probably had 8 different people send me, you know, copies of that or you know, parts of that, and say, see what he says about this. And no, it's good, because he's always been one of those guys you don't hear a lot from. Donnie, and he kind of is very quiet, at least he has been, but to see him open up so much recently, I think is great for the sport. I think it's great for Donnie Schatz Racing. Big Motor Mania coming up July 26th. We got Hall of Fame night. Do we have any idea who's in the Hall of Fame? I don't want names, but have they got that ironed out yet?
There's been some names that have been submitted, so that's getting mulled over, and maybe when the guys from Arizona get back, Bell.
Sure, Bell.
Linus.
Yeah, the guys that make all the money. The guys that make all the money.
Yeah, those guys.
We'll have a chance to get together with the Hall of Fame committee here early April or whatever, and
tidy that up.
Okay. We got the Lightning Sprint Nationals, I think. Are they making a trip through here again?
Yeah, there should be 30, 40 of them.
Okay, and it's always good to see these guys, too, coming from California and Colorado and all there, and then we get to have the bubblegum moonshine.
Moonshine Mod Tour?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's
cool. A different one.
Oh,
but,
okay,
No, these guys bring bubblegum moonshine.
Oh, and it's, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My liver's weeping already just thinking about it. And, of course, August 16th, one of the most popular nights every single year at River City Speedway, school bus racing.
Isn't that something?
I mean, and it was funny because Chad was in here. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said, well, he was giving me crap because I haven't driven one, and I'm like, well, I think it's probably an insurance thing because I'm usually have a couple of brewskis in me, and I'd rather not drive the bus. But so we got to look at, but the school bus racing, I mean, go and try to drive one of those things, and then you're following with the van.
And, Chad's in there giving a live comment.
Yeah, but the kids absolutely love the school bus racing, and I don't know whose idea it was, but Are the buses going to be ready to go? Or are we going to have a good number?
Well, as long as Keith Eggle's around.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so fortunate that guy gets about anything running. I think last year we tidied up the herd a little bit.
Sure.
To buy a couple new ones. And
so another thing we're going to implement, Darren, and you can touch on it too, is how well that jump in the bus and drive around.
Oh, that's a cool deal.
Bus rides?
Yeah. Well, people don't realize.
How about that race last year, towards the end of the year, when Mark Dobmeier raced Keith Eggle in the bus? They're a little bit in the two seater.
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's
when we first started doing it a couple of years ago with the late models. There was a lot of kids that got in there, and then some adults got in there. I think the adults are running out to the bus to go for bus races, and you know we'll keep doing those kind of things. They're maybe quirky and a little odd, but people sure appreciate that, and they've embraced it. And as long as Keith is willing to help us keep those buses running, I know he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Janice. Tommy Hoffman was
I saw Tommy's back. I saw him today.
I maybe throw that at them, you know, the day of the race, and that's probably not fair for those guys. But so maybe some more organization as to when that happens. It certainly will. If the two-seater's out, you'll probably be getting – we'll probably be given bus rides along with it.
So. You know, when you mentioned two words, quirky and odd, when we're given these bus rides around, here's the deal. When you see these cars going around the bullring, you have no freaking idea what it's like to be in those cars. Because you could be going in that bus, maybe you're going 20, 25 miles an hour. And when you're in a bus and you're going around that River City Speedway, it's like you're going 120 miles an hour. It is. And people, I mean, I've taken a few of these little rides and people are freaking out. Like, I mean, they're scared to death because it's like they're going a million miles an hour and they're not. So imagine what it would be like to be in a late model, any kind of a race car. The bus ride is nothing. I do want to add this. Gary says, unsung heroes regarding economic impact for our community. And this is something we've talked a lot about. Thank you for your work and entertainment. Liebrich, the kids got a kick out of the sprint cars buzzing by the buses and the parade lap before the heat races last year, too. All a great time. Okay.
If I could just echo off that too, for like the doing the parade lap with the kids in the bus, I got to ride along with them one year there, just kind of interviewing a couple of the kids, and the kids were just having the time of their life. I was like, hey, is this how you want your ride home from school to be? And I think they did. Yeah,
it reminded me of the bus driver I had as a kid. Yeah, he was crazy.
The problem is these kids come to the front straightaway, and it's like, I want to go back. It's like, no, you got to get off. There's a line out there.
Yeah. And you know, it's a great way to keep the kids involved and engaged in it too. And you never know. One of these kids riding in the backseat of a bus going around River City Speedway, 10 years from now, he could be driving a street stock or a late model or a B mod or whatever. And that's what keeps the kids going. Jenny Barnes says they are scared. scary.
And I saw a lot of those like kind of first person perspective making their way around social media on Facebook. People were shooting, you know, riding on the bus on there too. That's got to be cool.
We got Hall of Fame night again, August 2nd. We got the Sprint Car Nationals, the school bus racing. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars are back again, August 23rd. Season Championship, August 30th. And then September 5th, 6th, and 7th. And I hate this part of the schedule because that means we're starting to get towards the end of the year. The Prelude to the John Seiss Memorial on the 6th and 7th with the Prelude on the 5th. But we got NLRA, Late Models, Modified, Super Stocks, Midwest Mods, Street Stocks. The Johnny just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year, doesn't it?
Well, and you're right. I mean, and it's sort of a testament to where it started and kind of where it's evolved. Chris Steppen's a big he has such a following because he runs a damn good program.
Yeah, he does. He does. You know, a tight show.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And
I don't know how he does it.
and the thing, like the knock against the sites all the time is you come here for three long days, but fun days,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
And then the 100's right after that.
Yeah,
well. So people pick their poison at the end of the year. They want to do the 100. Well, that's starting to change a little bit where I want to go to the sites, and if I make the 100,
yep,
that's a bonus. If I don't, I'm going home.
Yeah, and you know, we had hit it on the top of the show, too. How often do you get to go somewhere and spend 3 days as a race car driver where you can park in the pits and you don't have to worry about all that stuff? But the thing is what goes on after the races at night, too. It's, yep. I mean, it's like going to freaking New York City and, you know, all night long. Guys are going at it. It's a fun time. People are having a great time. And if you ever want to get to meet some of these people, that's the weekend to go. Marie Stewart, and this is something we've never really talked about, too, that keeps the kids rolling, the candy toss. I mean, the kids look forward to it. You can see them looking. They'll look up at me like, "When's he going to say something? When's he going to say something?" Yeah. Or they'll watch for Bill and Linus or whoever.
I know Chad. I helped out a few times last season with the candy toss, and yeah, the kids they're in instant Halloween mode times 10.
Yeah, yep. And then they're bouncing off of the bleachers for the rest of the night. When we wrap up the season, this is kind of a cool deal. September 13th, and then the season finale, September 20th. We added a week.
Well, you know what? Darren and I and Bill and Linus got together, and it's like, you know what? For the most part, if people look at the schedule, they're, you know anything about Wasota, the same, is we don't have any Wasota classes because there's established races like the Stampede and whatever else in Wasota land that they're kind of standalone. Well, the weather's always good, so why don't we try? I mean, if the weather's good, let's bring an all sprint car show in, and it's either going to work or it's not.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
Just, if it's 35 degrees, guess what? And it ain't raining, we're still canceling. Oh,
yeah.
I think you alluded to that Hastings Dobmeyer finish. That was the Blazing Challenge.
Yeah.
And the Blazing Challenge, I know that's got to be updated. The September 13th is the Blazing Challenge.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so we'll get that tidied up, and Todd will come up with something kind of neat. I think the last couple times we've done the Blazing Challenge, we've done a little bit of a King of the Hill.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is different. So all those different things that we're trying to do to, you know, create more race fans and make it fun for the racers and
right, but and I mean, you know, what a great way to wrap up the last 2 weeks. When I mentioned all sprint car night of the 13th, it's NOSA sprints, IMCA 305 sprints, Lightning sprints, Western Renegade non-wing sprints, and it'll be the same thing for September 20th on the season finale, all sprint car nights. Do you get jealous when it's all sprint cars, or then that's a chance for you to actually come and hang out, isn't it?
It's just one of the reasons why I'm a promoter at River City Speedway.
Yeah,
sprint
yeah.
car racing.
Yeah, isn't that... What are your thoughts on being a promoter and a racer? I mean, how long? Okay, maybe this is the question I should ask. How long are you going to keep racing there, old man?
Oh, it's getting harder to. I mean, it's getting easier to stay, like not want to leave the driveway.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, everything slows down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're still playing hockey, so you still got to keep racing cars.
Well, right. I mean, I can remember years ago that it'd be 90% chance of rain. I'd drive to a rainout.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right.
If it's 50%, I ain't leaving.
Okay. No, and that makes sense. And you know, I, as an announcer, have been offered jobs at various racetracks, too. And it's like, well, here's the deal, though. I drive 2 hours to get to a track or whatever it is, and I get rained out. I got to drive home with nothing. And being a race car driver, same thing. I mean, but I'm not towing a trailer and all that stuff. I was wondering when the Canadians were going to start chirping in here. Good morning, John, Dale, guests, and everyone. Any changes in the campground this year? What is the seasonal cost? Shout out to the couple that runs the campground. Great job. Cheers. That's from Daryl, one of the Mad Canadians that comes down for all the big shows. These guys are great. But do you guys even have anything to do with that? Hey, do you know anything?
We're promoters. We're not campers.
Yeah. And I know they
that's
had brought
one
up
thing Darren doesn't have to deal with. Right.
And he says it with a grin on his face.
It's awesome. Appreciate the neighbors to the north. You can't imagine how excited we were when that border opened.
Oh, boy. Are you kidding me? You don't know how excited they were, too.
Yeah. Second Outlaw show 2 years ago, right? Was that kind of when it opened?
Yep.
Kind of where we bent the rules?
Yeah. So these guys have talked because of what you can bring back and forth across the border and things like that. About, boy, it'd be great if we had a little storage thing at the campground or whatever, but I'll put this out there for you Canadians out there. If there's anything you want to leave here in Grand Forks for the next time you come down, you know me, reach out to me. I've got a garage. I've got coolers. I've got room for whatever you need. Jeff Lieberg says, Brad has ways to go to catch up to T1's years of racing.
There is nobody that's going to catch up to that. Nobody.
Isn't that just amazing?
He might be... I guarantee you do some research. There's not 10 guys.
No.
In the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
He could change his last name to a Farmer or his first name to Red. I mean, he's been doing it as long as some of these guys.
Yeah, Red and then Tom.
Yeah, right. And
Red was his dad, right?
True story.
Yeah, Red Corcoran really? Was his dad.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was thinking of Red Farmer because he's still racing and he's like 90. But
Linus Mack tells a story about when he was having a conversation with, I think, Tom's dad, and I'm probably not getting this right, but the essence of it is racing in general, right? They went racing because they enjoyed their time together and they just loved hanging out, right? What a neat story, father and son, when he first started racing. I guess that was kind of his message. And a lot of families and a lot of racing enthusiasts think the same way. So are you guys laughing at me again?
No, Tommy Corcoran.
Not loud enough.
Tommy Corcoran, Jesus, what's this going to cost me?
Terry Blackland says, this is my 43rd year. You know what, Terry? Another 15, you can chime back in because that's where Tom's at.
Yeah, I got to have someone to bring up the rear. Tommy Corcoran, you know, we love talking good things about you, and it's not going to cost you anything, but we do drink Busch Light, so remember that. But, yeah.
I have a question for Darren Brad. So it's always kind of looking back on the last year, just like the storylines and moments that just come to mind. There are so many last years. Is there a certain, like, moment of a particular race or a storyline to keep up with last season that really, really stood out to you now that we're almost a year past?
Gosh, someone should have journaled this when the journey began back in 1999 as River City Speedway. A lot of great history prior to that. And, I mean, you just think of all the unfolding stories that happened during the Sites Memorial, during the regular race season, the World of Outlaw events. And there's so many. I wish I'd have been a good journalist and would have jotted down my thoughts because there are some crazy stories you could tell and some great stories.
Well, you know, we mentioned the Schatz Kinzer. We mentioned the Kyle Larson. We mentioned the Dobmeier and Hastings. When you think you've seen it all at River City Speedway, when you think to yourself, there's no way in hell you will ever see another finish like that, boom, it happens again. Yeah. I mean, it happens again. It happens all the time. And could you imagine if we didn't have electronic scoring? Oh, my God. There'd probably be fistfights.
Fistfights, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the one thing that probably, for me, Dale, is kind of the changing of the guard, per se. And when I'm talking about that, and I'm not taking anything away from any driver, okay? Mark's been at the top of the game for many years. Deserved so. He's worked the hardest. However, there's more people working as hard as him right now and picking their game up.
People getting hungrier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, because he's been the carrot. Like, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. If every sprint car driver around here, which everyone has aspirations as well as late model, whatever, if you're not going to meet Mark Dobmeier, you ain't going to beat Donnie Schatz.
Right.
So we got to cross one hurdle before we go to the next hurdle.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, work their way up.
Right. So the point being is Mark set such a high, because he's won World of Outlaw races.
Yep.
He's such a high ladder and such an ambassador for these guys to chase. Look at Austin Pierce. He stepped his game up.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge. And, you know, was right on the same plateau as Mark. My point is Hastings, I've heard they've got some new equipment and stuff, and they're taking the next, you know, the next league. I mean, the Croakers, you know, there's Mullins. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's six or seven guys right now.
Yeah, that top of the pack was super competitive.
Right, and Mark has set the bar.
Well, Jeff Liebrich says Mark made everyone faster. Here's the deal. It used to be when Mark, when he wasn't here as often, he was traveling a lot more back then, you'd see the number 13 trailer show up in a game. Okay, who's going to get second place? It's not like that anymore.
No.
There's a handful of seven, eight, nine guys. Yeah, and Mark will be the first one to tell you that. There's a handful, more than a handful of guys that can win any given night. People also got to realize there's a lot of luck involved. There's Mother Nature. There's car setup. There's a billion things involved with who is going to win that race. And Mark will be the first one to tell you, hey, I'm not the favorite anymore.
Well, and you know what? Mark will be the first to tell you.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
He will. Yeah. And he welcomes it.
My point being is he understands it. It's like, you know what?
Seeing that.
I'm gonna be the cock of the walk until I'm not.
Sure. Well, you have to.
How about, here's a memory. How about towards the end of last year when the Flying Dirt Farmer was in the water truck a few times?
don't get that going.
That was interesting. That was awesome. People loved it. Race fans clamored for it. Mark Dobmeier stuck his screwdriver in the racetrack and he went, Donnie Max in the water truck tonight.
That's one thing Mark Dobmeier has mentioned to me numerous times about when Donnie Mac was in that water truck. And he said the track was phenomenal the times he was. But, yeah, it was great to see Donnie out there. And it shocked me. You know, all of a sudden it shocked everybody. Stuart Mattson's watching the show. Stewie, I don't know if I've ever seen him text in. Great show, boys. Enjoy those Busch lattes. You guys are all run a great show. Now, here's the thing about Stewie. That's what he does. He sells Busch lattes. And he has told me before, now I'm going to hit you up on this, Stewie. I'm going to call you out on it. He goes, wow, with as many Busch Lights as you guys drink on that show, we should probably do something for you there. And, well, I'll tell you this right now, Stuart, on Thursdays, we'd gladly, Thursday mornings, take a case of Busch Light. And
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
there you go. And we'll even want to do it.
Bring some Coors Light, too.
Okay.
There's another
wrong
beer
guy.
Out.
Wrong guy. Yeah.
There's another sponsor out there.
Stewart says we'll do. No. I get there is. That's just not all Busch Lights. That's just what we drink here.
Wasn't that great though? Last year, you know, for many years, River City Speedway's had that relationship with McKinnon, and two great organizations came together and said, "Let's work with River City Speedway together." Right, the little bit of some blessing. Dakota Sales jumped on board, and yeah, we do have Busch lattes now, and they do a great job of helping us out and a great job of
there's nothing passing on a silver bullet though.
Ask the cowboy.
Yeah, well, I was sitting with a couple of guys yesterday. That's what they drink.
What a breath of fresh air! Appreciate everybody's help, obviously, but that was kind of a neat little story that happened last year.
Yeah, huge shout out to all the concessions people, the unsung heroes behind the scenes there, the staff. They never had a bad experience there at all.
Yeah, and you know, it was funny, I had Kelly Kilgore on here, and we were talking, it was our hockey update showcase thing for the year, and the end of the interview, he goes, okay, I want to interview you now. And I'm like, what? It's never happened before. Nobody's. He goes, I got some questions for you. And I'm like, okay. Best arena concession stand was one of the questions. And that got me to thinking, okay, when you think about, I eat a lot of racetrack food. I mean, otherwise I'm not going to eat. River City Speedway, Scotty and his crew at the concession stands, the beer gardens, it doesn't matter what concession stand, they're incredible. I mean, you're not going to go eat shit food at River City Speedway. If you want to eat a good meal, you're going to get a good meal. And they even have some stuff that is healthy. But they got great food there. And, yeah. And he works his butt off.
No, that's Scotty does. I mean, sometimes he'll come across and, hey, what do you guys think of this? And it's like, really? Let's try it. And it outsells everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and that's then, why I'm on this side and you're on that side.
Yeah, and then you're going to get the grin from him a little later.
Yeah.
Told you so. Told you so. Sponsors, have we got the big sponsors all lined up for this year? I mean, I know it's always great to give them a shout out. And who are some of the sponsors?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. It's hard to name them all, right? But RideOutCars.com, Victory Lane, North Dakota Eye Clinic, Start Finish Line. Many of our nightly sponsors, Pepsi, McKinnon's, Dakota Sales. You caught me off guard there, but
sorry.
It's okay.
Tammy Hart, Greenberg Realty, probably.
Yeah, Candy again.
Yeah, with Candy Toss.
Yeah.
I ran back there. Do we mention B-Dubs? Todd LaHaze and family?
Well, let's mention them again. You know, you can't do an event like King of the Wings without that kind of passion. And
that's passion.
Oh, absolutely.
Correct word.
You know, it's funny because it seems like the word passion gets used a lot when it comes to dirt track racing. It's kind of a different beast, a whole different animal of its own. But how many people do you know that can say they're passionate about something? And how many people do you know that say they're passionate about dirt track racing? I think there's way more that can say they're passionate about dirt track racing than, I don't know, probably anything else except for the Busch Lights.
One thing before we get stepping away here, John, is I'd like to tell people about that July 2nd date. So,
good idea. Great idea.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so that is not a misprint. Okay?
Okay, that is the 2nd.
So that's Tuesday.
Yep.
So with that being said, so we're gonna go to World of Outlaw Late Models on Friday, and we're going to come back that following Tuesday, July 2nd, and run a full program with the A-Mods.
Okay.
Okay. The thought process on that deal is July 4th is July 4th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, right.
Are we going to get people to go to the races on Friday when the 4th is on a Thursday?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Most people have Thursday, Friday off.
Right. And yeah. So, and not only do we have this this is a trial run. We're going to, if it works great, we're going to have to do it again next year.
Right. Because it'll go just one more day.
Yeah. Yep. So July 4th will be Friday next year. Right. So I hope everyone supports that July 2nd date.
Yeah.
And we might, you know, it's going to be a great program. It's going to be sprints, late model streets, B mods and A mods. I mean,
is that a first for racing on a Tuesday?
Far as I know, I've been there.
So. Yeah. Darren would have to.
We've raced on a Wednesday before, but.
Yeah, and Thursdays, obviously, but.
Working with the County Veterans Administration or department over there last year, they came on board, invited a lot of those that are serving, you know, our country.
Sure.
At the racetrack and talked to those folks yesterday, and they kind of like the idea. They're kind of warming to the idea,
yeah.
So they're going to run it by in their meeting next week and see what their thoughts are.
Well, I tell you what, we get a lot of veterans that go to that racetrack every week. I talk to them all the time, and we love the veterans, and they love what we do too. I don't know if you saw what Liebrich said. How about an adult ticket giveaway for a 30-pack during program? Hell, Jim Corcoran used to give away bottles of whiskey from the El Rocco back in the day. That's all we need. Let's give away a bottle of whiskey. But that was probably back when you could bring your own cooler in, too. You know, you could bring your own cooler of beer. I am super stoked about this year. I think this is a very aggressive, offensive schedule. You know, not offensive like I'm offending you, but offense. This is aggressive. I think this is going to be one of the best years ever.
Well, and like Darren and I and Linus and Bill, it's like if you don't give, you can't get stagnant, right?
No, you can't.
So in a nutshell, two World of Outlaw sprint car shows, one World of Outlaw late model show, 19 NOSA sprint shows, the Wayne Anderson Cup races, IRA NOSA King of the Wings, NLRA late model shows, Midwest Mod Rebel Tour show, Steffes Street Stock Tour with the finale at the Sites race.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Sites Memorial.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how do you top that?
And you know how many people I talk to when they find out I'm the announcer, it's like, wow, you know, I haven't been there forever, but I'm meaning to go there one of these years. It's been like 15 years since I've been there. You don't know how much has changed in 15 years, folks. This ain't the racetrack it was 15 years ago. If you want to have a great night, an exciting night with the circus-type atmosphere like we like to use, we don't want you there till 1 o'clock in the morning. We want you there to show up. We want some great racing. We want you to walk out of there happy.
3 hours.
And with a grin on your face and your kids bouncing off the back seat on the way home. You probably won't get them to sleep till midnight. And you're going to be begging for more. That's what we try to do every single Friday. Michael Ornes, River City Speedway, the best track in the Midwest. Are we going to be able to get 140 cars in again with all these big shows with the jail? We'll figure something out, I would imagine. We'll figure something out.
We won't turn them back.
Yeah, yeah. You should put a parking ramp out there.
We've, you know what? We still haven't finished our project with the county last year, which Jay agreed to do with some mm-hmm. stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And the North Dakota Mill, we reached out to last year and were very gracious. Like, if you need this and that.
Right, right.
You know, and it was such a quick deal. There'll be talks will be earlier and we'll be just fine.
You know, I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me to figure out what's what. But when we talk about, like Gary had said, about economic impact in the city of Grand Forks, East Grand Forks in the area, I just got a big feeling that our economic impact is much larger on that side and not the jail side. I don't know. I don't have the numbers. I don't have the papers in front of me. But I'm just saying that's what I think anyway. But that's for a whole different show, right? You guys, thanks for coming in today. We're going to kick back. You got time for another one?
Are we done?
Well, I think we are. You got more to say?
Brad likes talking. Let's talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Let's get to some questions.
Anybody want to call or text, feel free. 701-213-086. What's this say? Jared, getting the kids in the pits to meet all the guys is such a great time. Those racers treat all the kids like they really care about their young fans. Kudos to the whole group. And they do. You know, we have talked, Jared, to so many of these guys so many times, and they all say, I was once that kid. That kid that's, you know, asking for racer cards and driver cards, and can I take my picture in your car, in your race car? A lot of these guys are now the guys you see turning laps at River City Speedway, and that's how they got their start. And that's what these guys do. They want kids to come and hang out with them. They want kids to check out their cars and to be their fans. Brad, new wrap on your car for this coming season. Brad, new wrap on your car. You got a new wrap on the car?
I haven't even got the car.
Oh, you haven't got the car yet. Okay.
A bunch of questions coming in.
Yeah, by the trailer park might be spendy, but I think that's maybe even been looked into. Maybe. I don't know.
As I understand it, it has.
Okay.
Rumors fly around all over, don't they?
Purchased by someone? I don't know.
Okay. Anyone you know not coming back this year? And those are things we don't even like to talk about, but well, I don't know. Guys retire,
coming back or that have made a change.
Kurt Cousins isn't coming back.
We don't know that for sure yet. Yeah.
Hey, you might pull a Garoppolo.
Oh boy.
It's I know of some guys, people that have sold their cars right now. I don't want to say, I don't want to throw their name out there and say they're done because out with one, in with another.
Exactly. And it's a long time from now until May 10th, actually.
Absolutely.
You know, like you say, you don't even have your car yet.
If I have a question for the table that all the cool options for fans that may not know about that you maybe want to shed some light on for like kind of like just enhanced fan experiences at the racetrack, whether it's the apps, keeping up the timing, the scheduling, or bringing a headset to listen on the radio and just constantly evolving with the technology over the years that you think are a big help for fans that you want to give some love to.
You know what? I've heard all of our officials have headsets on and whatever, and somehow I think some fans have actually listened in.
I don't even do that.
Right. I've heard that before.
Okay. I've heard I should listen in.
Yeah.
You know what? They might have a race receiver too. I'm not sure.
That could be.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I know, like with me, if I was listening to something coming in, I wouldn't be able to focus on what I'm doing. I thought I saw something in there I wanted to read.
Hey,
back.
To allude to the kids going through, the race fans going through the pits after, and our racers embracing the youth and race fans. When we're lining up or going through the pits for those bus rides, you can't believe the mustache mafia, I think, are handing out hero cards and candies over in the B-Mod area. And other, I mean, there's just smiles on the face of the pit crews and the racers because they think it's so cool. So we'll just keep looking for opportunities to do things that make people happy.
And that's kind of what the whole ticket is. You're always looking for the next thing. You're always looking for the next way to keep the people. Because I keep going back to it, but that's what you told me, you know, that we look at this as a circus type atmosphere. It's about putting the show on for the fans. Granted, it costs a lot of money for these guys to put the show on for the fans, but they have a great time. Anything been updated as far as Wi-Fi connection reception at the track for this year? I didn't know if it was bad or not. I guess it's always been fine for me. And there are scanners. Todd Adams has got the number. Also 89.9 in the FM dial, folks. If you want to bring
that's
the headset,
what I've done FM. When I'm as a fan, bring the headset, and yeah, great way to get your instant commentary. And yeah, and just to echo off what you said a little earlier too, about putting on a great fun experience for everyone, and improvising on the fly too. When John, when you're, it was just me and Chad one night, and we had a huge rain delay. And Chad was spinning music for the kids, doing a nice big dance along with the crowd, keeping everyone going. It was like a great way to keep the energy
anything
going.
Anything new with the Bullring Boys?
Anything new? Not that I know of. I don't know. to be honest with you, I haven't hardly talked to Chad. He's been so busy. He's only been in here probably once in the last, I don't know, probably month or so. Yes.
That van.
Yeah.
Might become a Baja racer.
Oh boy.
With him driving it?
I don't know. Or Wes. Wes Rosinski might have to drive that one.
Oh, bring Wes back. Crowd. Tommy Corcoran wants to know, we want to mention the passing of Speedway Hall of Famer, Rick Noyes. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a tough couple of weeks here. It really has. It's always sad when we have to talk about things like that. Were there talks to bring the high limit sprint car series to the Bullring? Has that ever been in the conversation?
You know what? I'd be lying to you if I said that we never.
Well, you have to.
I mean, there's only so many 410 sprint cars in the United States racetracks.
Right.
And what, like, if there's no NOSA, there's no World of Outlaws.
No,
there's not. No NOSA, there's no high limits.
Nope.
I mean,
you're right.
And if you don't believe me, look at Florida this last weekend when Donnie got his 500th, there was 19 there.
Yeah,
Florida is not a sprint car state.
Right. Yeah, 19. And in fact, I heard that too. You know, the naysayers. Well, geez, they only had 19 sprint cars down there. Wow. Hey,
do you think any one of them could have won?
Yeah. Well, right. Right. You guys
is that
are
how
all
they talk, John.
Well, kind of. Yeah. If I talked like they do, you'd know who it was.
Was there some disc? Absolutely, there was. What we've chose is what we've chose.
Yep. And you got to remember, folks, it's not all up to the track promoters to decide who comes and when. There's a lot of other factors that have to get worked into this. Jenny Barnes, you guys are all great to the kids. I know one in particular that thinks the world of all you guys in that room. Well, I tell you what, when you got great kids, Jenny, it's pretty easy to do, too. We appreciate all of you guys that are at that track. Michael Donnie Schatz was bad fast. Congrats. Yeah, he was. I watched the replay of the race. Wes will probably be busy with Jersey in the 305. Oh,
nice.
Going up to the 305. Okay. We got to wrap it up.
Okay. You own the show. You own the show.
He always gives me that look.
I'm stoked for race season.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. You know, it's the race season is a funny thing. A guy, you seem like you're ready for it to be done because of the 3 days of the sights. And then you get two more weeks after that, which is great racing. And you think, okay, fine. You go the next week and you're okay with it. But by the second week of no racing, I'm going crazy. I'm going nuts. It's like, Jesus, it's 70 degrees out here. We should still be racing and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's just something we got to deal with.
Start farming sometime.
Yeah. Or you got to start getting your ice fishing gear out sometime, too. But you guys, thanks for coming in again. I'm looking so forward to River City Speedway. Don't forget, folks, Test and Tune May 2nd. That'll be open to the public, I'm imagining.
Show up with your regular street car and go out
Baja
there.
Baja car.
Yeah, show okay, up with your Baja car.
See here. I'm going to see if I can find. Your school bus. Okay, that is a Thursday night, right? May 2nd?
You know what? The Test and Tune is going to be why. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now it's scheduled for Thursday night because if guys want to go race Friday, Saturday at another racetrack, they can.
Okay. So Test and Tune May 2nd. We kick off the year May 10th at River City Speedway. This is going to be an awesome year. Man, I tell you what, they've got so many great shows. For more information, visit River City Speedway Facebook page, facebook.com/River City Speedway or their website, rivercityspeedway.com. Zach Umdahl, thanks for having us almost every weekend. See you guys soon. We're looking forward to the race season. We can't wait till this thing kicks off again. And again, Darren Ebebold, Brad Sang, good luck with the racing this year, Brad. And of course, to all of us, it's going to be a great season.
Thanks for everything you do, Darren. Or Darren.
I'm Frank.
Chad. Dale.
Something like
everybody.
That. You guys.
GFBS.
There you
go.
Great
place to listen.
Hey, thank you, fellas. Thank you very much. All right, there you go. What a great show brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. BT, in fact, has got that big spring sports card and memorabilia show coming up. In fact, we will have that. We'll have BT on tomorrow morning. We'll do a little extra show with him to find out more about that. But stop in tonight. Get a sandwich and a side today for lunch for $7. You can go watch Minnesota Wild play tonight. You can go watch Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament. That's what I did yesterday. Watch Warroad kick some butt. Wall-to-wall TVs. If you're into sports, if you're into gaming, if you're into gambling, if you're into good food, it's Rumors Sports Bar and Casino in the Grand Cities Mall, all right? By the way, next week, Amelia and Layla Eisenshank are coming in the studio, and Uncle Donnie Schatz is going to be with them. How about that? Hey, don't forget, Fork Sports Highway Show tonight at 6:30. It is an incredibly good sports podcast. You're going to want to check that out, all right? Awesome show for you to watch. We'll catch you tomorrow. By the way, again, BT's going to be in. Man, remember to tune in. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You never miss a show. Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.